From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Casca, The Sentinel by Barry Sadler. Chapter 1. The Brotherhood. To Constantinople came riders of horses of noble blood. Others came in the rags of beggars or the robes of merchant princes, nobles from the courts of Persia in cloth of gold and silver. Men of power, privy to the councils of the great men of the world, all rode to Constantinople, the last great city of the Caesars. The word had been sent, and they would obey. This was the conclave set for the most holy of days, to celebrate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to reaffirm their faith and devotion to the teachings of the prophet Isram, the 13th disciple. From all the known world they came, these men of many coats, all dedicated to one purpose in life. No matter what their station in the secular world, there was no greater order than that of the Brotherhood of the Lamb. A man might be a prince in his own land, but one who was a beggar might be his master in the Brotherhood. All would serve their purpose as ordained by the elder. Therefore they rode or sailed by ship, or walked the long trails and roads that led to the capital city of the Eastern Empire, indeed now the only empire left of what had been the glory of Rome. Constantinople was more Greek than Latin. The speech of the court and the manner of dress were a mixture of Greece and the decadent East. Opulent wealth and unbelievable poverty walked hand in hand on the streets. The elder was anxious, awaiting the con...